Pandita Nam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadiko Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Excuse me, I'll take advantage of this. Because today is Nityananda Trayodashi, we'll speak something about Nityananda Prabhu in relationship to Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. This history is given in Anchalila chapter 6 of Chaitanya Charitamrita, where the story of Raghunath Das Goswami is described. Kripa gunayar ya pugrahanda kupad udritya pangya Raghunatha dasam yasya surupe vidhainter angam Shri Krishna chaitanam amum prapadye. Srila Kaviraj Goswami says, with the ropes of his causeless mercy, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu employed a trick to deliver Raghunath Das Goswami from the blind well of contemptible family life. He made Raghunath Das Goswami one of his personal associates, placing him under the charge of Sur Damodar Goswami. I offer my obeisances unto him. The Raghunath Das Goswami was this only son of Hiranya and
Govardhan
and Hiranya Mazumdar. They were very wealthy zamindars, landowners, and Raghunath was their only son. So he grew up in a very aristocratic family, but he wasn't interested in family life. He wanted to join Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and so much so that he kept running away from home. And he would try to join Lord Chaitanya's party, but his father and uncle had some hired men who would find him at wherever he was and bring him back. And he would run away and come back, they'd bring him back, he'd run away and they'd bring him back. Prabhupada said it became almost a daily affair. He was always running away and coming back. Finally, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, of course, then his father and uncle thought, we have to tie this boy down. So they got him married to a girl who was described as being like an angel, goddess of fortune, very beautiful, qualified young girl. But that didn't change things. Still, he was running away. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him that don't be like a monkey sannyasi, just always running away. And you stay at home, and externally you appear just like a pounds, shillings, and pence man, just like a materialistic man. And internally, you can be totally detached and just be Krishna conscious. There's so many monkeys living in the forest, very renounced, but they're living on fruits and roots. But they're not so renounced. They all have so many female monkeys, as sannyasini companions. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, don't be like a monkey. Just stay at home and do your prescribed duty, but internally you be Krishna conscious. So we're going to fast forward a little bit. There's some other things that happen. So Raghunath Das Goswami followed that instruction. In this way, 1 year passed. He passed 1 year exactly like a first-class business manager. But the next year, he again decided to leave home. He got up one night and left, but his father caught him in a distant place and brought him back. This became almost a daily affair. Raghunath would run away from home, and his father would again bring him back. Then Raghunath Das's mother spoke to his father as follows. Our son has become mad. Just keep him by binding him with ropes. His father, being very unhappy, replied to her, Raghunath Das, our son, has opulences like Indra, the heavenly king, and his wife is as beautiful as an angel. Yet all this could not tie down his mind. How then could we keep this boy home by binding him with ropes? It's not possible even for one's father to nullify the reactions of one's past activities. So it seems that this is his misfortune, that his past activities were such that he was like a madman, always leaving home, not living like a normal person. This happened in the 1970s. We saw this also, that the parents of the Hare Krishna devotees, some of them thought that our son has become mad, our daughter has become mad, and they were to hire some thugs to kidnap the boy or kidnap the girl and somehow get some sense into their head, undo whatever had been done to their poor little brains, and help them come back to normal life. And so often the boys would be kidnapped, and then they would, or the girl would be kidnapped, and then they'd escape and be back at the temple. And the parents would be so unhappy. What can be done? Our son has become mad. Our daughter has become mad. So here, it's attributed by his father. It's his prarabdha karma. It's his past activities. What can be done? Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has fully bestowed his mercy on him. Who can keep home such a madman of Chaitanya Chandra? So his father, his family were devotees, and therefore they understood that it's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. He's become Mahaprabhu's madman, and what can we do? Then, let's see what happens. Then Raghunath Das considered something in his mind. Kichu vichari lam mani. Tabe Raghunatha kichu vichari lam mani. Nitananda goshayar pash chalila ardini. Raghunath Das considered something in his mind. And the next day he went to Nitananda Gosai. In the village of Panihati, Raghunath Das obtained an interview, darshan, with Nitananda Prabhu, who was accompanied by many kirtan performers, servants, and others. Sitting on a rock under a tree on the bank of the Ganges, Lord Nitananda seemed as effulgent as hundreds of thousands of moons. Many devotees sat on the ground surrounding him. seeing the influence of Nityananda Prabhu, Raghunath Das was astonished. Deki Prabhur Prabhav, seeing his Prabhav, his influence, Raghunath Das was astonished. Raghunath Das offered his obeisances by falling prostrate at a distant place, and the servant of Nityananda Prabhu pointed out, "There's Raghunath Das offering you obeisances." Hearing this, Lord Nityananda Prabhu said, "You are a thief. Now you have come to see me. Come here. Today I shall punish you." The Lord called him, but Raghunath Das did not go near the Lord. Then the Lord forcibly caught him and placed his lotus feet upon Raghunath Das's head. Lord Nityananda Prabhu was by nature very merciful and funny. Being merciful, he spoke to Raghunath Das as follows. "You're just like a thief. For instead of coming near, you stay away at a distant place. Now that I have captured you, I shall punish you." Here's the punishment. "Make a festival and feed all my associates yogurt and chipped rice." Hearing this, Raghunath Das was greatly pleased. This chipped rice means poa, or if you're Bengali, chita. So, flat rice. So Raghunath Das immediately sent his own men to the village to purchase all kinds of eatables and bring them back. He brought chipped rice, yogurt, milk, sweetmeats, sugar, bananas, and other eatables, and placed them all around. He didn't just stop at chipped rice. As soon as they heard that a festival was going to be held, all kinds of Brahmins and other gentlemen began to arrive. Everyone shows up for a festival. Thus there were innumerable people. Seeing the crowd increasing, Raghunath Das arranged to get more eatables from other villages. He also brought 200 to 400 large round earthen pots. He also obtained 5 or 7 especially large earthen pots. And in these pots, a Brahmin began soaking chipped rice for the satisfaction of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. In one place, chipped rice was soaked in hot milk in each of the large pots. Then half the rice was mixed with yogurt, sugar, and bananas. The other half was mixed with condensed milk and a special type of banana known as Changpa Kala. Then sugar, clarified butter, and camphor were added. But condensed milk, this special banana, sugar, ghee, and camphor. On the one side, then on the other side, there was yogurt, sugar. Yogurt, sugar, and bananas. Okay, so half and half. After Nityananda Prabhu had changed his cloth for a new one and sat on a raised platform, the Brahmin brought before him the 7 huge pots. On that platform, all the most important associates of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, as well as other important men, sat down in a circle around the Lord. Someone pointed out to me recently that this is a point of interest, that he was sitting there, Prabhur Nijagane, with his intimate associates, and Bada Bada Lok, and some big men. So two kinds of people were honored, the Lord's intimate associates and some big, big men. We do that also. Suppose if there's some big public program, then maybe sannyasis and senior devotees will be sitting there along with the high court judge or the mayor or whatever dignitary comes. He may not be qualified in terms of devotional service, but he has some mundane qualification. So that qualification is also respected. But he's a big man, he's a governor, or whatever he is. So we offer him all respect, and we offer the advanced Vaishnavas all respect. So from both sides, Nityananda Prabhu was there with the Nijagan, his own men, and some Bada-Bada-Lok, big men. Among them were Ramdas, Sundarananda, Gadadhar Das, Murari, Kamalakara, Sadashiv, and Puranda. Dhananjay, Jagadish, Parameshwar Das, Mahesh, Gauri Das, and Hare Krishna Das were also there. And similarly, Uttaran Dutt Thakur and many other personal associates of the Lord sat on the raised platform with Nityananda Prabhu. No one could count them all. So there were a lot of people right on the big platform there to begin with. Plus everybody else who came. Hearing about the festival, all kinds of learned scholars, Pandit Bhattacharya, Brahmins and priests went there. Lord Nityananda Prabhu honored them and made them sit on the raised platform with him. Everyone was offered two earthen pots. In one was put chipped rice with condensed milk, and in the other, chipped rice with yogurt. All the other people sat in groups around the platform. No one could count how many people there were. Every one of them was supplied two earthen pots, one of chipped rice soaked in yogurt, the other chipped rice soaked in condensed milk. Some of the Brahmins, not having gotten a place on the platform, went to the bank of the Ganges with their two earthen pots and soaked their chipped rice there. Others who couldn't get a place even on the bank of the Ganges got down into the water and began eating their two kinds of chipped rice. This is really expansive. So some sat on the platform, some at the base of the platform, some on the bank of the Ganges, and they were all supplied two pots each by the 20 men who distributed the food. At that time, Raghava Pandit arrived there. Raghava Pandit was an intimate associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He especially used to provide special food cooked by his wife for the pleasure of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Seeing the situation, he began to laugh in great surprise. He brought many kinds of food cooked in ghee and offered to the Lord. This prasadam he first placed before Lord Nityananda and then distributed among the devotees. He said to Lord Nityananda, "For you, sir, I've already offered food to the deity, but you're engaged in a festival here, and so the food is lying there, untouched." Lord Nityananda replied, "Let me eat all this food here during the day, and I shall eat at night at your home." Seems he had sufficient capacity. "I belong to a community of cowherd boys, and therefore I generally have many cowherd associates with me. I'm happy when we eat together in a picnic like this by the sandy bank of the river." From the river. He made Raghava Pandit sit down and had two pots delivered to him also. There were two kinds of chipped rice soaked in them. When the chipped rice had been served to everyone, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, in meditation, brought Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived, Lord Nityananda Prabhu stood up They then saw how the others were enjoying the chipped rice with yogurt and condensed milk. From every pot, Lord Nityananda Prabhu took one morsel of chipped rice and pushed it into the mouth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a joke. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, also smiling, took a morsel of food, pushed it into the mouth of Nityananda, and laughed as he made Lord Nityananda eat it. In this way, Lord Nityananda was walking through all the groups of eaters, and all the Vaishnavas standing there were seeing the fun. No one could understand what Nityananda Prabhu was doing as he walked about. Some, however, who were very fortunate, could see that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was also present. Then Nityananda Prabhu smiled and sat down. On his right side, he kept four pots of chipped rice that had not been made from boiled paddy. Lord Nityananda offered Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu a place and had him sit down. Then together, the two brothers began eating chipped rice. Seeing Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu eating with him, Lord Nityananda Prabhu became very happy and exhibited varieties of ecstatic love. Lord Nityananda Prabhu ordered, "All of you, eat, chanting the holy name of Hari." Immediately the holy names Hari, Hari resounded, filling the entire universe. When all the Vaishnavas were chanting the holy names Hari, Hari, and eating, they remembered how Krishna and Balaram ate with their companions, the cowherd boys, on the bank of the Jamuna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu are extremely merciful and liberal. It was Raghunath Das's good fortune that they accepted all these dealings. Who can understand the influence and mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu? He is so powerful that he induced Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come eat chipped rice on the bank of the Ganges. All the confidential devotees, who were cowherd boys, headed by Sri Ramdas, were absorbed in ecstatic love. They thought the bank of the Ganges to be the bank of the Jamuna. It's described that Lord Nityananda Prabhu's associates are all cowherd boys, his principal associates. So on one side, Nityananda Prabhu is sitting there with his associates, but it's also that Lord Balaram himself is sitting with his cowherd friends on the bank of the Jamuna. When the shopkeepers of many other villages heard about the festival, they arrived there to sell chipped rice, yogurt, sweetmeats, and bananas. You see this, when there's a mela, a festival, then around the festival, the carts start wheeling up and the various sellers of various things, pani puris or whatever it is, they show up and they've got bananas, they've got pani puris, they've got something, and they're ready for business, because wherever there's a big gathering, we may go out for book distribution, the soccer batch or whatever. You see, there's a lot of people gathered, it's an opportunity, we'll distribute our books. So also these sellers of sweetmeats and yogurt and bananas, they saw all these people are here, so they came to sell their stuff. As they came, bringing all kinds of food, Raghunath Das purchased it all. He gave them the price for their goods, and later fed them the very same food. Anyone who came to see how these funny things were going on was also fed chipped rice, yogurt, and bananas. After Lord Nityananda Prabhu finished eating, he washed his hands and mouth and gave Raghunath Das the food remaining in the four pots. There was food remaining in the three other big pots of Lord Nityananda, and a Brahmin distributed it to all the devotees, giving a morsel to each. Then a Brahmin brought a flower garland, placed the garland on Nityananda Prabhu's neck, and smeared sandalwood pulp all over his body. When a servant brought betel nut and offered them to Lord Nityananda, the Lord smiled and chewed them. With his own hands, Lord Nityananda Prabhu distributed to all the devotees whatever flower garlands, sandalwood pulp, and betel nuts remained. After receiving the remnants of food left by Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Raghunath Das, who was greatly happy, ate some and distributed the rest among his own associates. Thus I have described the pastimes of Lord Nityananda Prabhu in relation to the celebrated festival of chip rice and yogurt. This festival is being celebrated in Panihati by our ISKCON group, and it's also celebrated in other places, in other parts of the world, with great success. It's a surefire, successful formula for a festival. Have all this wonderful chipped rice with yogurt or condensed milk and sweetmeats and bananas, and distribute it in huge quantities and get everyone chanting Hare Krishna. It's a surefire success. You can't miss. It will be popular wherever it's held. Nityananda Prabhu rested for the day, and when the day ended, he went to the temple of Raghava Pandit and began congregational chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Of prasadam, rest, and nothing. Lord Nityananda Prabhu first influenced all the devotees to dance, and finally he himself began dancing, thus inundating the entire world in ecstatic love. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was observing the dancing of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu could see this, but the others could not. The dancing of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, like the dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, cannot be compared to anything within these three worlds. No one can properly describe the sweetness of Lord Nityananda's dancing. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally comes to see it. After the dancing, and after Lord Nityananda rested, Raghava Pandit submitted his request that the Lord take supper. So he sat down for supper with his personal associates and made a sitting place on his right side for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came there and sat down at his place. Seeing this, Raghava Pandit felt increasing happiness. It doesn't say whether this was taking place in meditation or whether it was physically taking place. Where was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at this time?
In Puri.
He was in Puri.
Yeah.
So then it's meditation. Because this is going on in Bengal. Raghava Pandit brought the prasadam before the two brothers and thereafter distributed prasadam to all the other Vaishnavas. And there were varieties, you're all fasting, but there were varieties of cakes, sweet rice, and fine cooked rice that surpassed the taste of nectar. There were also varieties of vegetables. The food and prepared and offered to the deity by Raghava Pandit was like the essence of nectar. Amritarasar, the essence of nectar. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came there again and again to eat such prasadam. When Raghava Pandit offered the food to the deity, after cooking, he would make a separate offering for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Every day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would eat at the house of Raghava Pandit. Sometimes he would give Raghava Pandit the opportunity to see him. Raghava Pandit would bring and distribute prasadam to the two brothers, feeding them with great attention. They ate everything, and therefore there were no remnants left. He brought so many presentations that no one could know them perfectly. Indeed, it was a fact that the Supreme Mother, Radharani, personally cooked in the house of Raghava Pandit. Srimati Radharani received from Durvasa Muni the benediction that whatever she cooked would be sweeter than nectar. That is the special feature of her cooking. Aromatic and pleasing to see, the food was the essence of all sweetness. Thus the two brothers, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu, ate it with great satisfaction. So then there's further description of this, how these exchanges with Raghava Pandit, and how the Lord was appearing there. And now we're going to fast forward a little bit more. In the morning, after taking his bath in the Ganges, Nityananda Prabhu sat down with his associates beneath the same tree under which he had previously sat. Raghunath Das went there and worshipped Lord Nityananda's lotus feet. Through Raghava Pandit, he submitted his desire. I am the lowest of men, the most sinful, fallen, and condemned. Nevertheless, I desire to attain shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Like a dwarf who wants to catch the moon, I have tried my best many times, but I've never been successful. Every time I tried to go away and give up my home relationships, my father and mother unfortunately kept me bound. No one can attain the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without your mercy. But if you are merciful, even the lowest of men can attain shelter at his lotus feet. Tomar kripa vina keha chaitana napai, tumi kripa koile tare adame apai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can be obtained by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu is considered to be the original spiritual master. And it's said in the Vedas that without the power of Balaram, or the power gained from Nityananda Prabhu, no one can reach Krishna. No one can reach Krishna. That transcendental empowerment is required. So that power is received from Nityananda Prabhu, or Nityananda Prabhu is represented by the bona fide spiritual master. Or the spiritual master is considered to be the representative of Lord Bhakti. No difference. Brajendra Nandana Jay Shachi Shuta Vailoshe Balaram Vailoshe Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Rajendra Nandan Krishna appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Lord Balaram appeared as Nityananda Prabhu. Dinahina Yata Chilo Harinami Uttariya. Uplifting all the fallen souls by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. So here Raghunath Das Goswami said, I've tried so many times. I'm stuck. I keep trying to get away and join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and my father and mother keep dragging me back. I try to escape, they drag me back. I'm failing. I'm unsuccessful in my attempts to get the company of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And I understand that without your mercy, no one can get the shelter of Lord Chaitanya. And with your mercy, anyone can get the shelter of Lord Chaitanya. Atameha. Even the lowest person, by your mercy, can get the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he requests that my desire is like that of a dwarf who's trying to catch the moon. The dwarf can't even catch the edge of the table, but he's trying to catch the moon. So it's impossible. But by your mercy, it may be possible. And this is my desire, to get the shelter of Sri Chaitanya. Although I am unfit, a yogya, unfit, and afraid to submit this plea, I nevertheless request you, sir, be especially merciful to me by granting me shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Placing your feet on my head, give me the benediction that I may achieve the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without difficulty. I pray for this benediction. People are generally approaching a saintly person. Sir, if you could help me with my family life, my son's examination, my daughter's marriage, my so many things. My family life is not, I have so many difficulties. If you could please help, give your blessings so that my wife will have a child, or so that the child will be happy, or whatever it is. They're all asking blessings. They're asking for prosperity because money is required. But Raghunath Das Goswami is asking just the opposite. Get me out of here. I'm trapped by my family members. My father, my uncle, my mother, they all want to keep me pinned. They've got this wife who's dedicated to the same project. And all I want is the shelter of Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet. And I'm trying, and I'm not succeeding. Please give your mercy so that it may be possible. By your mercy, I can get the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Please give your mercy. After hearing the appeal by Raghunath, Lord Nityananda Prabhu smiled and told all the devotees, Raghunath Das's standard of material happiness is equal to that of Indra, the king of heaven. Because of the mercy bestowed upon him by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Raghunath Das, although situated in such material happiness, doesn't like it at all. People are aspiring, if only I could have heavenly happiness, even a dim reflection of heavenly happiness. But he had that vishayashuk, material happiness, but he doesn't like it. So therefore, let every one of you be merciful toward him and give him the benediction that he may very soon attain shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Raghunath Das asked Nityananda Prabhu, please give your mercy. So Nityananda Prabhu asked all the devotees, please give your mercy.
One who experiences the fragrance of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna does not even value the standard of happiness available in Brahmaloka, the topmost planet, and what to speak of heavenly happiness. And he quotes, Yo dusjajan dar sutan surid rajam vidis krishaha jaho yu vaiva malavad uttamashloka lalasa. This concerns Bharat Maharaj, son of Rishabhdev. Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has offered sublime poetic prayers by those trying to attain his favor. Thus he is known as Uttama Shloka. Being very eager to gain the association of Lord Krishna, King Bharat, although in the prime of youth, gave up his very attractive wife, affectionate children, most beloved friends, an opulent kingdom, exactly as one gives up stool after passing it. Then Lord Nityananda Prabhu called Raghunath near him and placed his lotus feet upon Raghunath Das's head and began to speak. My dear Raghunath Das, since you arranged the feast on the bank of the Ganges, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here just to show you his mercy. By his causeless mercy, he ate the chipped rice and milk. Then, after seeing the dancing of the devotees at night, he took his supper. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaur Hari, came here personally to deliver you. Now rest assured that all the impediments meant for your bondage are gone. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will accept you and place you under the charge of his secretary, Swarup Damodar. You will thus become one of the most confidential internal servants and will attain shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Being assured of all this, return to your own home. Very soon, without impediments, you will attain shelter at the lotus feet of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Nityananda had Raghunath Das blessed by all the devotees, and Raghunath Das offered his respects to their lotus feet. After taking leave of Lord Nityananda Prabhu and then all the other Vaishnavas, Sri Raghunath Das consulted secretly in a solitary place, means, with Raghava Pandit. After consulting Raghava Pandit, he secretly delivered 100 gold coins and about 7 tolas of gold into the hand of Nityananda Prabhu's treasurer. That means about 2.5 ounces of gold. You can see how wealthy Raghunath Das was. 100 gold coins and 2.5 ounces of gold. He admonished the treasurer, do not speak about this to Lord Nityananda Prabhu now, but when he returns home, kindly inform him about this presentation. Raghava Pandit took Raghunath Das to his home. After inducing him to see the deity, he gave Raghunath Das a garland and sandalwood. Gave him a large quantity of prasadam to eat on his way home. Then Raghunath Das again spoke to Raghava Pandit. I want to give money just to worship the lotus feet of all the great devotees, servants, and subservants of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. As you think fit, give 20, 15, 12, 10, or 5 coins to each of them. Raghunath Das drew up an account of the amount to be given and submitted it to Raghava Pandit, who then made up a list showing how much money was to be paid to each and every devotee. With great humility, Raghunath Das placed 100 gold coins and about 2 tolas of gold before Raghava Pandit for all the other devotees. After taking dust from the feet of Raghava Pandit, he returned home feeling greatly obligated to Lord Nityananda Prabhu because of having received his merciful benediction. From that day on, he did not go into the interior section of the house. Interior section means the house was divided in the old days in Bengal. In the outside, the gentleman would meet with business people and friends and so on. And the inside is where the wife would be and whatever household comforts. So from then on, he didn't go into the interior section of the house. Instead, he would sleep on the Durga Mandap, the place where Mother Durga was worshipped, means outside. There, however, the watchman alertly kept guard. Raghunath Das was thinking of various means by which to escape their vigilance. At that time, all the devotees of Bengal were going to Jagannath Puri to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Raghunath Das thought deeply about how to escape. And one night, while he was sleeping on the Durga Mandap, the priest Yagnandanacharya entered the house with only 4 dandas, when only 4 dandas remained until the end of the night. That means 96 minutes. So an hour and a half before the end of the night. He was the priest and spiritual master of Raghunath Das. Although born in a Brahmin family, he had accepted the mercy of Vasudev Dutt. He'd been officially initiated by Advaitacharya. Thus he considered Lord Chaitanya his life and soul. We can see mercy flowing through different channels here, through his initiating spiritual master, through his instructing spiritual master, Vasudev Dutt, his advanced devotee. When Yadanandanacharya entered the house of Raghunath Das and stood in the courtyard, Raghunath Das went there and fell down to offer his obeisances. One of Yadanandanacharya's disciples had been worshipping the deities, but had left that service. Typical management problem. Yadanandanacharya wanted Raghunath Das to induce the disciple to take up that service again. He requested, "Please induce the Brahmin to resume the service. There's no other Brahmin to do it." After saying this, he took Raghunath Das with him and went out. By that time, all the watchmen were deeply asleep because it was the end of the night. Typical watchman. East of the house of Raghunath Das was the house of Yadanandanacharya. Yadanandanacharya and Raghunath Das talked together as they went toward that house. Halfway along the path, Raghunath Das submitted at the lotus feet of his spiritual master, "I shall go to the home of that Brahmin, induce him to return, and send him to your house. You may go home without anxiety. Following your order, I shall persuade the Brahmin." On this plea, after asking permission, Raghunath Das decided to go away. He thought, this is the greatest opportunity to go away, because this time there are no servants or watchmen with me. Thinking in this way, he quickly proceeded toward the east. Sometimes he turned around and looked back, but no one was following him. Thinking of the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he left the general path and proceeded with great haste on the one not generally used. Giving up the general path from village to village, he passed through the jungles, thinking with heart and soul about the feet, lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He walked about 30 miles a day. And in the evening, he took rest in a cowshed with a milkman. One day, he walked 30 miles and took rest with the milkman. When the milkman saw that Raghunath Das was fasting, he gave him some milk. Raghunath drank the milk and lay down to rest there for the night. At the house of Raghunath Das, the servant and watchman, not seeing him there, immediately went to inquire about him from Yadunandanacharya. Yadunandanacharya said, "He's already asked my permission and returned home." Thus there arose a tumultuous sound. Everyone cried, "Now Raghunath Das has gone away." His father said, "Now all the devotees from Bengal have gone to Jagannath Puri to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Raghunath Das has fled with them. 10 men should immediately go, catch him, and bring him back." His father wrote a letter to Shivananda Sen, conducting the party, asking him with great humility, "Please return my son." In Jhankar, the 10 men caught up with the group of Vaishnavas going to Neelachal. After delivering the letter, the men inquired from Shivananda Sen about Raghunath Das. But Shivananda Sen replied, "Didn't come here." 10 men returned home, and Raghunath Das's father and mother were filled with anxiety. Raghunath Das, who'd been resting at the milkman's house, got up early in the morning. Instead of going to the east, he turned his face south and proceeded. He crossed Chhatrapoga, but instead of going on the general path, proceeded on the path that went from village to village. Not caring about eating, he traveled all day. Hunger was not an impediment, for his mind was concentrated upon obtaining shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sometimes he chewed fried grain, sometimes he cooked, sometimes he drank milk. In this way he kept his life and soul together with whatever was available wherever he went. He reached Jagannath Puri in 12 days, but could eat only for 3 days on the way. When he met Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord was sitting with his companions, headed by Swarup Damodar. Staying at a distant place in the courtyard, he fell down to offer obeisances. Then Mukunda Dutt said, "Here is Raghunath." As soon as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard these words, he immediately welcomed Raghunath Das. "Come here." Raghunath Das then clasped the lotus feet of the Lord. But the Lord stood up and embraced him out of his causeless mercy. Raghunath Das offered prayers at the lotus feet of all the devotees headed by Swarup Damodar Goswami. Seeing the special mercy Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had bestowed upon Raghunath Das, they embraced him also. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "The mercy of Lord Krishna is stronger than anything else. Therefore, the Lord has delivered you from the ditch of materialistic life, which is like a hole into which people pass stool." Raghunath Das answered within his mind, "I do not know who Krishna is. I simply know that your mercy, O my Lord, has saved me from my family life." The Lord continued, "Your father and his elder brother are both related as brothers to my grandfather, Nilambar Chakravarti. Therefore, I consider them my grandfathers. Since your father and his elder brother are younger brothers of Nilambar Chakravarti, I may joke about them in this way. You can't really joke about your father, but your grandfather, you can have a little leeway. And these were the younger brothers of his grandfather, so Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, so I can joke about them. As follows. My dear Raghunath Das, your father and his elder brother are just like worms in stool in the ditch of material enjoyment. For the great disease of the poison of material enjoyment is what they consider happiness. Although your father and uncle are charitable to Brahmins and greatly help them, they are nevertheless not pure devotees, not pure Vaishnavas. They're almost like Vaishnavas. Vaishnav pride? Yeah, Vaishnav pride. Almost like Vaishnavas. Those who are attached to materialistic life and blind to spiritual life must act in such a way that they're bound to repeated birth and death by the actions and reactions of their activities. By his own free will, Lord Krishna has delivered you from such a condemned materialistic life. Therefore, the glories of Lord Krishna's causeless mercy cannot be expressed. Seeing Raghunath Das skinny and dirty because of having traveled for 12 days and fasted, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his heart melting in causeless mercy, spoke to Swarup Damodar. My dear Swarup, I entrust this Raghunath Das to you. Please accept him as your son or servant. There are now 3 Raghunaths among my associates. From this day forward, this Raghunath should be known as the Raghu of Swarup Damodar. There's a Vaidya Raghunath, a Bhatta Raghunath, and now this Raghunath Das, Swarupara Raghunath, the Raghunath Das of Swarup Damodar. Saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu grasped Raghunath Das's hand and entrusted him to the hands of Swarup Damodar Goswami. Swarup Damodar Goswami accepted him, saying, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whatever you order is accepted. He then embraced Raghunath Das again. I cannot properly express the affection of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for his devotees. Being merciful toward Raghunath Das, the Lord spoke to Govinda. On the way, Raghunath Das has fasted and undergone hardships for many days. Therefore, take good care for him for some days so that he may eat to his satisfaction. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Raghunath Das, go bathe in the sea, then see Lord Jagannath in the temple, and return here to take your meal. After saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got up and went to perform his midday duties, and Raghunath met all the devotees present. Having seen the causeless mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu upon Raghunath Das, all the devotees, struck with wonder, praised his good fortune. Raghunath Das took his bath in the sea and saw Lord Jagannath. Then he returned to Govinda, the personal servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Govinda offered him a plate with the remnants of food left by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Raghunath Das accepted the prasadam with great happiness. He stayed under the care of Swarup Damodar Goswami, and Govinda supplied him remnants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's food for 5 days.
Should I keep reading? How are we doing on time?
5 minutes.
5 minutes. Then I'll summarize what happens here. He was eating for 5 days. Let's see, will I summarize? Yeah, I'll summarize. It goes on. He's eating for 5 days, and then he thought, well, I've come here to Jagannath Puri, and now I'm eating this Mahaprasadam, but I didn't come here to be an enjoyer. I've been enjoying my whole life.
I came here to renounce. So then he started standing by the Singhadwar, the gate, where all the beggars line up. Again, opportunists, everyone's coming into the temple, so this is the place to sit today. So he joined them. And whatever was coming his way, he would accept. The servants of Lord Jagannath, returning home at the end of the night, would see a Vaishnav standing there begging alms. So they'd arrange with the shopkeepers, give him something. So that's how it was going on. He's chanting Hare Krishna and has faith in Lord Jagannath, and he's begging some charity or just standing there. Renunciation is the basic principle sustaining the lives of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotees. Seeing this renunciation, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is very satisfied. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to know that Raghunath is not eating what Govinda is giving. He's standing by the Singhadwar. Then after some time, he came to know that he's not standing by the Singhadwar anymore. He thought, I'm depending on these people, I've become like a prostitute. Well, this person hasn't favored me, but that person will favor me. Maybe this person will choose me and give me something. So he's thinking that I'm just like a prostitute standing here. So then finally, it came to the point where he was going to the back of the temple where the plates of Lord Jagannath were washed, and the drain water was coming out, and there'd be some grains mixed with the wash water, and he would take those grains and very carefully clean them, and that's what he was eating. Now, this is the son of a multimillionaire who was getting anything that he might want forced on him, and now he's just taking some old grains that were rotten grains, really, and washing off the rotten parts and taking the rest as his prasadam. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to see, because also Raghunath Das's father and uncle, they came to know that Raghunath is there and we can't drag him back, but we'll send him money. So then Raghunath was taking the money and using it to have feasts for all the devotees. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after some time, I'm not getting any more invitations. No, he sent the men back. He's told them, I'm not going to live on my father's money, my uncle's money. I haven't come here for this. So then he was in that situation, just taking the old grains from the drain of Lord Jagannath. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to see, and he was snatching those grains. Raghunath, you're eating very nicely and you're not inviting me anymore. Then Raghunath protested, my lord, this is not fit for you. Not fit? It's Jagannath Prasadam. Just to encourage him. So this is all possible by the mercy of Nityananda. The same Raghunath Das who was so tightly bound in family life that he couldn't escape. Once he got the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, got the full mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and became Raghunath Das Gosvami. So the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu is described as lotus feet are cooling like thousands of moons. Materialistic life is like heat. We're all frying in materialistic life. But Nityananda Prabhu's lotus feet are cooling like thousands and thousands of moons. So we're all advised to take shelter of the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu, and in this way get the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu
and the mercy of Lord Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Samaveta Bhakta Brinda ki jai. Tananda Prabhu ki jai. Gaur Premanande.